This is 6 minutes for 6 days with minimalism and declutter coach Simone Penn.
Hello, Simone. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually in Maurice Huckman's room currently.
Oh.
You.
Oh, so say hello to everybody there. Are you in the queue?
No, we are in fact in his consultation room with him, and
Dr.
he
Huckman,
is also
nice.
Part of this interview.
Oh, fantastic. Ask him, I don't know, do you have any questions about sinuses or EMT or...
Diverticulitis would be more to the point.
Okay, all right, no, then we need to go to Barry Schmeiss. All right, Simone, you gave us homework. We told us last week to do our kitchens. I actually spent the whole day yesterday doing my kitchen.
Did you?
I did, and I ended up giving stuff away. I gave to my sister-in-law pots and pans and that deep fryer, that electric frying pan that I haven't used in 6.5 years. It feels
fantastic. No one has ever used an electric frying pan.
Well, I used it twice, maybe 3 times.
Impressive.
All right, so what are we doing this week?
Well, I am going to say that the next most important thing is the playroom. This is a space that can be different for any person. You know, obviously for moms, it's the greatest bugbear. It's where the toys are all over the floor and so on and so forth. But for some people, it's, you know, their chill space at the end of the day, and maybe there's just too many accumulated magazines piled up. Or DVDs, you know. I know people who've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of DVDs, which they're never going to watch ever again. Thank you, Judah. So this week's homework is around the playroom.
Okay. So it's interesting because some of our spaces, we actually become blind to them. We become blind to those landing spaces. You know, as you walk into your home, you put your keys in a certain place or you put your post in a certain place, and you become blind to it after a while. Do you know what I mean?
Well, someone once told me that we don't find our own mess offensive, and it's only once we move in with someone or go on holiday with someone that we start to get very judgmental about other people's mess or other people's clutter.
Yeah, that's Simon.
No, I have done that.
That's Simon.
I'm guilty of that. I've had to go buy something back from the tip in Parkhurst because I threw it out.
Really?
Be careful what you throw out.
Yeah.
No, but
maybe get permission before you throw out.
Find our own mess offensive until we actually take a moment to look at it and say, okay, this is actually my space that I come to every day and I'm feeling overwhelmed in it, you know. We spoke about the kitchen, we spoke about our closet, and now I'm going to say sort of your hangout space, where you are hanging out with your family, whether it's with your kids and there's just boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of toys. This is my greatest bugbear. Your kids do not need a fortune of toys. There's an amazing list that I read once online, which I'm happy to share the link. And it had like 10 archetypical toys that are really beneficial for your kids. Something to do with building, something to do with transport, obviously books. A doll for your son and your daughter, not just your daughter, because they learn this idea that something smaller than them. And over and above that, all the extra stuff is actually just, it's fluff, it's rubbish, it's fluff. And, you know, then of course, if it's just our own playrooms, the same can be said of books, excess books that you're not going to read again, that someone else will get benefit from reading, piles and piles of magazines, etc., etc.
All right, that's a good one. That's a good one. Simone, what's our homework for next week?
I'm going to say the homework is...
The playroom.
To go into that playroom... And to kind of look at it in the same way that you looked at the kitchen and say, if let's just take it from the perspective of a mom first and say, and assume you've got a toy playroom, walk in and say, if I was a kid, what toys can I actually see that I would go and take and play with? And whatever I can't see, my child is not going to...
You engineered that, Kathy.
I did
you
not
absolutely
engineer that.
Engineered it because you don't have young kids, so you very freely... volunteered to do the playroom.
No. So I'll tell you something else. And this is quite interesting, is that when my kids were little, you know, toys get all mixed up.
Yeah.
And then every month or so, I would go and I would tidy up and I would sort all the toys and I'd put them in like little zip-up bags and whatever and organize.
Yeah.
And when they were neat and tidy and organized, the kids wanted to play with them. It's when it was one big mess that they didn't want to.
So isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. And so there's something inherent in all of us that we like it when things are organized.
Ordered. And yeah. Tiny.
Yeah.
Get it.